You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Now, we'll hear a story from our partners at Stories Behind the Fog, a multimedia project that puts human faces on the problem of homelessness. George came out to San Francisco in the 90s and worked at a computer company. But after his health started to deteriorate, he lost his job and ended up homeless and panhandling. Stories Behind the Fog project lead Dia Guha has passed George on the street many times on her way to work. She sat down with him to ask about his life as a panhandler.
And from about everywhere, I've been panhandling where I am for 15 years. They'll give you some idea of the amount of time.
And how did you survive?
slept on the street some, shelters, ate out of garbage cans. There's a lot of negative things that happen. I had a guy give me a cheeseburger that he'd put dog shit in. I bit into that, and it was a long time before I could eat another cheeseburger. And I'm not like most people. You know, I eat out of garbage cans. I can't walk by a garbage can that has good food in it, and I don't care if I won the lottery. I would still eat out of garbage cans.
Even if you had the money to buy fresh food?
Absolutely.
Why is that?
Why would you walk away from good food? That ought to be a moral sin, that people throw good food away. I've eaten better out of garbage cans than even when I was a general manager. 401, stock options, 4 weeks, 5 weeks of vacation pay, 2 weeks of sick pay, every holiday, turkey at Thanksgiving, free ham at Christmas, coats from the company. I know having a job and being a part of society, but I also know the other side, and it's just wrong. And, you know, as a panhandler, a lot of people take offense to me even speaking to them. And I'm like, not going to let this one go.
So is that what makes you stand there too, not just for help for yourself, also to
absolutely
help others?
Absolutely.